आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। वक्फ अमेंडमेंट बिल 2024 टू बी टेकन फॉर कंसिडरेशन एंड पासिंग इन लोकसभा टुडे। ईपीएफओ एनहांसेस पेमेंट ऑप्शंस बाय एडिंग 15 मोर बैंक्स टू डायरेक्ट पेमेंट सिस्टम। India achieves record high of renewable energy capacity addition of 25 gigawatts in the last financial year. Death toll crosses 2700 in earthquake hit Myanmar. India delivers 625 metric tons of humanitarian aid under Operation Brahma. And in IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings defeat Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets last evening. And now the news in detail. The government is all set to move the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 for consideration and passing in the Lok Sabha today. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, who also holds the charge of the Ministry of Minority Affairs, has said 8 hours have been allocated for the discussion on the bill in the House. Talking to the media at Parliament House, Mr. Rijiju said, during the Business Advisory Committee meeting, it was agreed that the time for the discussion may be increased after taking the sense of the House. Mr. Rijiju added that the government is ready to answer all questions over the bill. The minister alleged that opposition parties are opposing the legislation due to their appeasement politics.
The Honourable Speaker made an announcement that 8 hour is fixed right now for Waqf Amendment Bill, and if required, we will take the sense of the House and extend the time for discussion. Government is very honestly and keenly looking forward to have a proper discussion on Waqf Amendment Bill.
The BJP, NDA allies and Congress have issued a whip to all their MPs to be present in the Lok Sabha. Our correspondent reports that the primary objective of the bill is to address shortcomings in the management and governance of Waqf properties.
The aim of the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 is to streamline the Waqf Board's work and ensure the efficient management of Waqf properties. The objective of the bill is to amend the Waqf Act 1995 to redress the issues and challenges in regulating and managing Waqf properties. The amendment bill seeks to improve the administration and management of Waqf properties in the country. It also intends to overcome the shortcomings of the previous act and enhance the efficiency of the Waqf Boards by introducing changes such as updating the definition of Waqf, improving the registration process, and increasing the role of technology in managing Waqf records. With Anand Kumar, Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The bill was introduced in the Lok Sabha in August last year and was sent to a joint parliamentary committee formed under the chairmanship of BJP MP Jagdambika Pal for further consideration. The Rajya Sabha has passed the Protection of Interests in Aircraft Objects Bill 2025. The bill seeks to give legal effect to the Convention on International Interests in Mobile Equipment. The bill also empowers the central government to make rules to implement the provisions of the convention and the protocol. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said, India is the third largest domestic civil aviation market in the world. He said in 2014, the total domestic passenger market was 60.7 million, which was doubled to 161.3 million.
This is going to give a lot of push for the leasing industry, which is the need of the hour. This is the time when civil aviation is growing in India. You need to have proper legislations in place so that we can bring in more planes into the country. Upon the enactment of this legislation, we improve India's compliance score in the AWG's outlook, making Indian airlines eligible for CTC discount, which will significantly reduce leasing costs by approximately 8 to 10%.
Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has expanded its multi-banking centralized collection system by empaneling 15 more banks, bringing the total number of banks in the panel to 32. The EPFO entered into agreements with public and private sector banks in this regard in the presence of Union Minister for Labour and Employment, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, in New Delhi yesterday. The newly empaneled 15 banks will enable direct payment of nearly 12,000 crore rupees in annual collections and enable direct access to employers who maintain their accounts with these banks.
देश में 8 करोड़ से अधिक ईपीएफओ के मेंबर हैं और 78 लाख से अधिक पेंशनर है. उसकी सुविधा के लिए आज तक देश में 17 बैंक के द्वारा ईपीएफओ का एक्सेस था, वो बढ़ा के और 15 बैंक जोड़ी जा रही है. यानी कि अभी एम्प्लॉयर और एम्प्लॉइज की सुविधा 32 बैंक से मिलेगी और ये लाभ मिलने से एम्प्लॉयर को और एम्प्लॉइज को भी फायदा होगा और रिजर्व बैंक के बाद तीसरे क्रम का ईपीएफओ फंड के साथ पार्टनरशिप करने का अवसर भी मिलेगा.
India's renewable energy sector has achieved the highest ever capacity addition in the last financial year by installing 25 gigawatts. New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi informed this while addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday. He said the sector witnessed an increase of almost 35% in the last financial year compared to 18.57 gigawatts achieved in the financial year 2023-24. The minister highlighted that the country's journey in renewable energy was led by solar, which soared from 15 to nearly 21 gigawatts in the last financial year. The Ministry of Women and Child Development has said India's adoption ecosystem has seen a significant boost in financial year 2024-25 with a record 4,515 child adoptions. This marks the highest in the past 12 years. Of the total number, 4,155 were domestic adoptions, which reflect the growing acceptance of legal adoption in the country. The National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has increased toll charges by 4-5% nationwide. The hike, effective immediately, will help fund highway maintenance and expansion. On the Delhi Meerut Expressway, car tolls from Saraikale Khan to Meerut will rise from 165 to 170 rupees, while Ghaziabad to Meerut will increase from 70 to 75 rupees. Trucks on this route will now pay 580 rupees. Tolls on highways around Lucknow, including routes to Kanpur, Ayodhya, Rai Bareli and Barabanki, will go up by 5 to 10 rupees for light vehicles and 20 to 25 rupees for heavy vehicles. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. In Myanmar, death toll in last week's devastating earthquake has crossed 2,700. Myanmar's military leader, Min Aung Hlaing, said in a televised address yesterday that the toll has reached 2,719 and is expected to rise to more than 3,000. He said 4,521 people have been injured and 441 are missing. Meanwhile, rescue operations are underway in the country in full swing. So far, India has delivered 625 metric tons of humanitarian aid and disaster relief material under Operation Brahma through 6 aircraft and 5 Indian naval ships. Another Indian naval ship, Gharial, departed from Yangon from Visakhapatnam port yesterday carrying 442 metric tons of food aid. These supplies are intended to meet the immediate food needs of the affected population in Myanmar. Israel has announced the elimination of all tariffs on imports from the United States. Israel's Prime Minister's office and the Finance and Economy Ministries announced this in a joint statement. The announcement came just a day before US President Donald Trump is expected to unveil new tariffs on all US trade partners. The move still needs approval by the Parliament's Finance Committee. US has reiterated its stance of opposing any unilateral attempts to change the status quo of the Taiwan Strait by force or coercion. During a press briefing, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt made the remarks when asked to respond to the Chinese military drills around Taiwan. Leavitt said President Trump emphasized the importance of maintaining peace in the Taiwan Strait, adding that US encourages peaceful resolution of cross-strait issues. Her remarks come after China began joint exercises involving its Army, Navy, Air Force and Rocket Force around Taiwan. Meanwhile, Taiwan opposed People's Liberation Army's move, saying it will undermine regional peace. In a social media post, Taiwan's Ministry of Defense condemned the drills and called it China's irrational provocations. Back home in Gujarat, nearly 21 people lost their lives and 6 were injured after a massive explosion triggered the collapse of firecracker godown in Disa town in Banaskantha district yesterday. The local crime branch has arrested 2 individuals, including the owner of an illegally operated godown. We have a report from our correspondent.
The deceased include 4 women and 3 children, and most of them were from neighboring state Madhya Pradesh and were trapped under the debris after the collapse. The injured are being treated at local hospitals in Disa, Palanpur and Ahmedabad. Government spokesperson and Health Minister Rishikesh Patel said that the government is taking strict action against those responsible for the incident. A special investigation team has been formed to investigate the case. Earlier yesterday, Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel had announced a financial assistance of Rs. 4 lakhs to the families of the deceased and 2,000 to the injured persons. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
President of the Lanka-India Business Association, Santosh Menon, has highlighted the likely transformative impact of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's upcoming visit to Sri Lanka. Speaking to Akashvani in Colombo, Mr. Menon noted that opportunity for Sri Lanka to gain from India's growth is immense. He added that out of $36 billion that have been invested by Indian businesses as FDI globally, only $2 billion were invested in Sri Lanka.
Honorable Prime Minister is coming to Sri Lanka after 6 years. We've added $1 trillion to our economy in that 6 years. We've got a road network now of about 6.7 million kilometers, which is the largest road network in the world. We've reduced our poverty. We've increased our middle class size from 400 to 550 million. So the opportunities in India are immense. So I genuinely feel this particular visit of Sri Narendra Modi and the meetings with AKD provide a golden opportunity to change the status quo in terms of the India-Sri Lanka relationship.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to commence his Sri Lanka visit from 4th of April. In IPL T20 cricket, riding on the blistering knock of 69 runs by Prabhsimran Singh, Punjab Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at Ekana Cricket Stadium, Lucknow. Earlier, Punjab Kings had won the toss and opted to field. Put into bat, host Lucknow Super Giants posted 171 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Punjab Kings comfortably chased down the target, losing only 2 wickets in 16.2 overs. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sarabjeet. Most newspapers today open with stories on the tariff turbulence. The fall in stock markets amid heightened uncertainty ahead of reciprocal tariffs by US finds top place in the Pioneer with the headline, Tariff Spook Markets, Sensex Crashes 1400 Points. Under the caption, Tracking Performance, the Business Standard headline reads, FPI sell-off ahead of US tariff move rattles markets. On the exchange of messages between the top leadership, India and China, to mark the 75th anniversary of bilateral ties, Modi-Xi cement ties in elephant-dragon tango is the lead headline in the Hindustan Times. The statesman, quoting Prime Minister Narendra Modi, leads with India-Chile to jointly fight organized crime, drug trafficking. And finally, the Asian Age carries an inspiring story of a Madurai girl, Samyukta Narayanan, who at 7 has become the world's youngest taekwondo instructor. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjeet.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 to be taken for consideration and passing in Lok Sabha today. EPFO enhances payment options by adding 15 more banks to direct payment system. India achieves record high of renewable energy capacity addition of 25 gigawatts in the last financial year. Death toll crosses 2,700 in earthquake hit Myanmar. India delivers 625 metric tons of humanitarian aid under Operation Brahma. And in IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings defeat Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets last evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.